Hey there, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into How Not to Diet by Dr. Michael Greger. So, Sophie, I have to ask, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the phrase diet book?
Honestly, a lot of promise and very little follow-through. But this book actually flips the whole thing on its head. Greger's core idea is that we've been fighting the wrong enemy. It's not about willpower or calories, it's about hormones, especially insulin.
And that blew my mind a little. He basically says obesity is a hormonal dysfunction, not an energy surplus. Like, you can be overfed and undernourished at the same time. Your fat cells are hoarding energy while your body's starving for it.
Exactly. And it all comes down to insulin. When you eat foods that spike your blood sugar, your pancreas releases insulin to shuttle that sugar into cells. But insulin is also a fat storage hormone. High insulin levels lock the doors to your fat cells, so they can't release stored energy.
So you're walking around with all this fuel on board, but you can't access it. No wonder people feel tired and hungry all the time when they're dieting. They're literally starving their cells while their fat cells are hoarding everything.
Right. So the solution isn't to eat less, it's to lower insulin levels. And the way you do that is by eating foods that don't spike your blood sugar. That means moving away from the standard Western diet of refined grains, added sugars, and processed oils.
And moving toward whole, plant-based foods. Fruits, vegetables, legumes, and whole grains. The thing that really got me was the emphasis on fiber. It's like the unsung hero. It slows sugar absorption and feeds your good gut bacteria.
And fiber is why you can eat a huge volume of food and still lose weight. The book talks about calorie density versus nutrient density. You can eat until you're stuffed on broccoli, but you're not going to pack on pounds because it's mostly water and fiber.
But here's where I had to push back a little. You're telling me I can eat more and still lose weight? That sounds too good to be true.
That's the counterintuitive genius of it. Greger argues that conventional diets fail because they trigger a starvation response. Your metabolism slows down, your appetite goes up, and your body becomes more efficient at storing fat. It's a survival mechanism.
So when you eat less, your body thinks there's a famine and starts hoarding. And that's why the weight always comes back. You're not just fighting hunger, you're fighting millions of years of evolution.
Exactly. And the way to trick your body is to flood it with nutrients. You signal that you're not starving, even as you're consuming fewer calories. That's how you lose weight without the metabolic slowdown.
So it's not about eating less, it's about eating different. I love that. But then he gets into all this other stuff, like timing your meals. What's that about?
That's the chronobiology part. Our metabolism is most efficient in the morning and early afternoon. So you want to front-load your calories. Eat a big breakfast, a moderate lunch, and a light, early dinner.
And that alone can make a difference, even if you're eating the same foods. That's pretty wild. And then he talks about intermittent fasting, which I thought was just another fad.
But it's not about starving yourself for days. It's about condensing your eating window to 8 or 10 hours a day. That gives your insulin a chance to drop and stay low, so your fat cells can open up and release their energy.
Okay, so we've got the food, we've got the timing. But then he drops this whole thing about obesogens, chemicals and plastics and pesticides that mess with your hormones and promote fat storage. That kind of freaked me out.
It's definitely a factor. The book suggests minimizing exposure by eating organic when you can, avoiding processed foods in plastic packaging, and using glass or stainless steel containers. It's not about being perfect, but every little bit helps.
And then there's sleep. I mean, we all know sleep is important, but he connects it to weight gain in a really specific way. When you're sleep deprived, you produce more ghrelin, the hunger hormone, and less leptin, the satiety hormone.
Plus, you become more insulin resistant. So the book makes a strong case that 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep isn't optional. It's a non-negotiable part of any weight loss strategy. And stress is the same. Cortisol promotes belly fat and cravings.
And then he comes for exercise. I was like, no, don't take this away from me. But he's right. Exercise is great for health, but it's a terrible tool for weight loss. your body adapts, and you end up eating back the calories.
The real value of exercise is preserving muscle mass, which keeps your metabolism humming. It also improves insulin sensitivity and reduces stress. But the primary driver of weight loss is what you eat. The kitchen, not the gym.
So what about all those miracle foods? He mentions green tea, berries, chili peppers. Are those actually doing anything?
They do have a small effect. Green tea can boost metabolism. Berries have polyphenol that interfere with fat cell formation. And there's even a thermic effect from foods like celery and grapefruit. But it's not a magic bullet. You need the whole pattern.
And the whole pattern is basically plant-based. But here's the thing that got me. He says we should stop counting calories altogether. That's a huge shift in mindset.
Because the body isn't a furnace. 200 calories of broccoli are processed completely differently than 200 calories of soda. The broccoli has fiber, water, and phytochemicals that blunt the blood sugar response. The soda is a sugar spike that promotes fat storage.
So the focus should be on nutrient density and satiety, not numbers. You can eat until you're full and still lose weight. That's the opposite of deprivation. It's abundance.
And that's what I love about this book. It's not about punishment. It's about working with your biology. And it acknowledges the psychological side too. Food is comfort, celebration, community. You don't have to give that up.
But what about the addiction to hyperpalatable foods? The sugar, fat, and salt that hijack our reward centers. How do you break that cycle?
By removing those trigger foods from your environment and replacing them with whole, natural foods. Over time, your taste buds reset. The natural sweetness of a ripe peach can become more satisfying than a candy bar. It's a gradual shift, but it happens.
So this isn't a quick fix. It's a lifelong way of eating. And honestly, that's kind of refreshing. It's not about some 30-day challenge. It's about understanding the science and using food as medicine.
Exactly. And that's the takeaway for me. The secret is not to diet, it's to know how not to diet. You lower insulin with whole, plant-based foods. You time your meals to align with your biology. You get enough sleep and you manage stress. That's the whole game.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm taking away. It's not about eating less. It's about eating in a way that works with your body, not against it. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, a $19.99 once for lifetime access.
And that's the beauty of it. You can eat more, feel full, and still achieve a healthy weight. It's all about working with your biology, not against it. We'll see you in the next one.